Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 21 to 22 for our discussion today. Our title is The God of My Circles. Our text says, have you not known, have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning?
Now one can show if it's Ashasana.
Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth?
Now answer Sifi Ibiazina.
The Bible is telling us that there is something fundamental that we should know by now.
Na Bible try and there bibi wo ha si sara mayedri ode yet ase.
That we should understand it by this time.
Si sara oyede nzame bi wo yet ase.
What is it that God wants us to know by now as humans in our lives?
Na eben azina nya me hwehwe de ye bet ase de nipa si sara.
It is in verse 22.
Owo ninyim edenu ebie no.
It is he, that is God, who sits above the circle of the earth.
Na nyamia otna bia wetwesia a obo asase ni tem.
And its inhabitants are like grasshoppers.
Na nimu atememfo no wotede adodowinim.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is a God of circles because he sits on the circle of the earth.
Na nyamia nyamia wetwesia otna asase na wetwesia no ni tem.
You know, the earth is not flat.
Assassin on the hotra.
It's a mysterious circle.
Now, oh yeah, it's me, my summer. Okay, Oshia.
That is rotating and revolving at the same time.
Now, Okesia, now, Obama Proso, Debiara.
Wow.
Wow.
Rotating means that the earth is going like this, and revolving means that as it is rotating on its axis, it is going around the sun at the same time.
Oru chesia no so na oru bo hu apro abrokro nara.
And the Bible says that God sits on top of all these rotating things.
Dem aprobo na etwa ohye nyara no nyamitim.
The Bible says that you should understand by now.
Bible say or they get to see the mimbri ya wo mi.
You should have been told by now that God is a God of circles.
Na or they get to see the nyame otwesia na obo asase na wiase ni na ho ban apro na otim.
He sits as a king.
Otim de ohen
of circles.
What is that wetwesia ho?
He is comfortable with circles.
Na na kuma toni ye de obet ko apro na obet na mu wetwesia ni mu.
I know for us human beings, we are not comfortable with circles.
Na menyim de nipa ze eya ye nyi ngide wo botwa ye ho ehia wo bibiarem.
It makes us giddy when we have to go round. We will lose our balance and we will fall down.
Na se ye twa ye ho ye bo ye ho apro na ye twa ye ho ankwa ye nyadu betin hen na yanhwe ne ye bobo fom.
In fact, if you are given a cyclical thing like a ball, and then a box which is square in shape, they put it down and they say sit on one, you will not sit on the circle.
Yeah. So one more ball no adaka osiwo na wose fakro na tenada obiere ni ho bepede obetena ball no do osande ball no etenada entum na entena fakro na adaka ne ze obiara na homba kan ho de obetena do.
If you sit on the ball, you will lose your balance, you will not feel comfortable.
Na se etena ball no da when you onje.
But God sits on the circle, on a ball that is rotating and revolving at the same time, and he is cool.
Amen. Eyi ma yehunde yenyame oye wanwa usande otina za wetwesia ho na obo ho apro abrenara na bibiara impulse ne na homka no hoze oye nyame a oye wanwani.
Because he is a God of circles.
Osande oye nyame a obo azho apro na otwesia nti.
He created what we call an ecosystem or an interdependent system.
Na obo biaza ye bwa ye ho ye ho.
Now this system God created on earth is so interdependent and cyclical that nothing is wasted. everything that we human beings will call waste, it's not a waste too. It is useful for other organisms or other creatures.
Azibiara nyame boy no ho wonfa so na oyeza obwa majetum na yetina bom na obiara dane nyankon na ekroso dane nyankon enti nyame za wabo biara mfa so wo ho na yehu de za awo ehia no obi so hia ama wetum oza bone bra.
So the whole thing is a circle.
Nini nara wetwesia
Mufasa, is it Mufasa or Rafiki in Lion King? He talked about the circle of life.
Abrabono za otwa ye ne ho.
God so likes circles that where we begin is where we end.
Na nyame neni jide za wetwesia ho osande bia osase no ehwara so na obehwi.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came not to tell you about geography or the way the earth is. I came to tell you that it's not just a physical thing, but spiritually also, or in life, I should say, God takes us through circles.
Na onye de menyo beye geography ana abozim nyansape eho enhwehwem na mreba beke de sunsun mumpo no enzamba twa no ho de ma nyame wa bodi wiase no ma osa otse no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before the people of Israel got into the promised land, God took them through three circles.
Na answer Israel fu wobokɔ bɔhyɛ asase no nyame no ko aprobɔ ebasem.
Before you also get to the place of your promise, ladies and gentlemen, you have to pass through similar circles.
Na answer ebodu obɔhyɛ asase no oyɛ dɛ ɛfa bia ebotwa ho mpɛn ebasa.
The first circle that the people of Israel went through, which we are also going to go through, is in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
Na aproba ozikana Israel fo fem no yebo ho Deuteronomy nitre bien yinyimenu.
If you turn your Bibles to the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy,
say yako Deuteronomy trust amina.
The Bible says in verse 1
ninyimokore
of chapter 2
what nitre ebien.
Then we turned and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea.
Na yedan yehu na yetu anamonde yeru tukwan akọ epokoko no hu.
As the Lord spoke to me,
dem renya me kasa trem no.
And we scattered or circled around Mount Sinai for many days.
Na yebo Mount Zion hu apro in depi.
And the Lord spoke to me saying, you have scattered or circled around this mountain long enough, turn northward.
Now, nyame kechre be there. Abo mountain sana ho apro watcher into wonder when you enhwe etifi.
So there was this first mountain that God, by a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud, led the people of Israel to go round it. So God was endorsing the cyclical movement around Mountain Sinai.
Na nyame na ogitum de wobo Mountain Sinai ho apro.
But Mountain Sinai belonged to a certain people called the Moabites.
Na Mountain Sinai ye Moabite foza.
Do you know why the people of Israel went round Mountain Sinai for many days?
Na yenim sentra Israel fun wobo Mountain Sinai ho apro indapia na.
Led by God.
Nyame na ozi hon kan.
It is because they admired Mountain Sinai.
Usande na weniji Mountain Sinai.
The first circle that God will expose your life to is the circle of admiration.
Na aproba na etwesia nyame mama afem a ozikanye de oyeza weniji hu.
You know, when you like something, when you admire something, you tend to go around it in order to feel the thing properly.
Se when you bibi ho na aze no ehu ne da ma obo wadwuma inde ebo kon ho apro ehia ama ehu azekru ni ye.
So when Israel got to this mountain called Sinai,
na abra Israel fo do Mountain Sinai ho no,
they admired the mountain of the Moabites.
Na Moabite one botano wenene je ho,
they so admired it that a time came that God said that it's enough, just go forward.
Na wobon aproba in the pia odu be nyanko kwa se wonje aprobono na won fa woneni enchre etifin.
I believe that when they were going around it, they were saying to themselves, they were dreaming that we wish we could have this mountain.
Now, what about one pro work and wish at the piano? Now, what can happen there? Ah, Yenayanka dam, botany, only henninam, and only hence abrivia.
So, look at what God told them in verse 4, Deuteronomy 2.
Now, Yanches and Yamikachon were Deuteronomy, it's a beating man.
And command the people, saying, you are about to pass through the territory of your brethren, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, watch yourselves carefully.
Now, Yamisha one day, one corner will buffer, or yet, and Pano, and Abia, one Yanoma, Wolfi Esau, Nasa Wano, now on Yamis, one who throw, Beshe, one moon, now one shen ye, now one answer.
Do not meddle with them.
Mama, when you want Zafra.
For I will not give you any of their land, no, not so much as one footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession.
Now, Mama, when you have a one assassin, and I want to get a Pazibiarim, or Sunday, Meze Moab assassin, Meze Amma Esau, and Asafo.
So the people of Israel were admiring, they were in a circle of admiration of Mount Seir.
Now, Israel, when you have Mount Seir, now, where can we Asia in Penipi?
They wish they could have it.
Now, where your manka will be?
So God told them,
now make a one day.
Watch yourself. Because no matter what you do, I will not give you even 1 foot of Mount Seir, because I have already given it to the Moabites.
Now, now make a what be ye biano? Oh, my one day, one and a monocrumpo will send there was a damn assassin or damn more Esau.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something.
Now, I know pay me better make and be
that in the first circle of life,
well, Abraham no, it can waste your Ozikano
before you get to the promised land.
Answer,
God will take you round and expose you to other people who have succeeded.
Now, your main mama, I call a pro or unconfer ways ye who ansana etuna akowenim.
Other people who had taken their possessions already.
Now, on one out when you're going to Bama Abohu Apro near one.
Because Moab had inherited Mount Seir already.
Now, Moab Funo, where Zaza, when you're Mount Seir Nedadao.
Israel was on its way to the promised land.
Now, Israel for Afina, one number work of one Bosh Asado.
But they wanted Mount Seir.
Now, when I come in, wash it down, Kobenya Mountain Seir.
God said, I go around it, just admire it, but don't think that I will give you even one little piece of land because I have already blessed the Moabites with Mount Seir.
Now, you make it on the mama on your one again there. Them assassin at Mount Seir, I see the Lord Bamahan, who sent the way shadow Ozama Moabite funnel.
Ladies and gentlemen, God is going to expose your life to people who are already in their promised lands.
Now, you make better wezima Asian Kofa, where's the year that
people who have succeeded in what they are doing.
I wonder where's the year was a warrior bearing me that down.
People who are settled in life, settled in ministry, settled in their marriages, settled in their jobs, settled in whatever thing that you want to be settled in.
Now, you remember my Asia and Kofa, where's the year when I worry? Where's the year when I do my same? Where's the year when you may see Pierre was in Yamiba Ehun? Now, on yet them Kofono, Nanyame Otsbamo, but was it what's the bamo?
And sometimes you wonder, why is it that these Moabites they have succeeded? Why is it that so and so has succeeded? And me, who is a child of God, whom God is leading, I have not succeeded.
Now, Odu baby, obey your one day, Eben Azinsina, Eyan Yamineba, Ezin Yamina Samdu, Ezin Yamine Trabina, now on one pa, one Yamine Mbano, where's ye, Ejo?
I came to tell you that the God of circles,
the Bible catcher, the Yamia, Oyan Yamia, where Christiano
is going to take you around the lives and the ministry and whatever blessing of other people.
Amen. Now, on your bubble, I pro afa and kofa, where's the can, where's the ye, achano, na onu nyame, where's the can, ma akawubashe asasado.
And some of it, you are going to be so impressed that you are going to get giddy.
Now, on wana, where's the ye, na nyame, nyobama, abo, wangwa pro, no, e boche wangwa, ma wenye dechino.
My God will say, I'm not giving you anything that belongs to them.
Na nyame, vekacho de, mo mo, wani bibiara, oye wanize.
You may admire their marriage. You may admire their homes.
You
may admire their children.
You
may admire their appointments.
You may admire
their anointings and their callings.
Now, when you bed you down, I wanna engosra or wondo no or wodo.
You may admire all the travel opportunities that they have.
Na ekwana obogbo ede won to kwani nara no. We yam anka awu na kwani boy amode e to kwani.
But God just wants you to admire it.
Na nyame hwehwe de. Oh, when you beg ho keke, na ahwe nyame nara.
What is God trying to do to you in this cycle of admiration?
Na ebenazen nyame pede, oyemo wo Abraham. When you reach it, na eton tumza ono nyame waye no dado.
He wants you to learn one lesson.
No pede esian azokore.
That he doesn't love you alone.
Na ondo wankutin.
That he is not with you alone.
Na onye wankutin onye woho.
That he doesn't care about you alone.
Na onye wankutin na odwene woho.
That there are others, they may not be like you.
Na ebinu woho wants that awu.
But God cares about them also.
Na nyame odwene wonso wono ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is something you must settle in your head before you get your own, before you get blessed.
Na eyi na ode ejitum wa kwume na wa dwunim de. Onye awonko tena nyame do. Onye wanko tena nyame wa bo. Na afoforo wo hwa nyame wa bo ho na odo odo won tena ma odo awu no.
You need to cherish what other people have.
Oye de emaza nkofo foforo wo no osomobo.
You need to admire what other people have.
Na eziza nkofo afoforo ni ni.
You need to respect what other people have.
Oye de ebuza afoforo wo no.
Before you can get your own.
And sana wonsa akawoze.
And before you can be blessed.
And sana nyame weshro.
Look at verse 6 of the same Deuteronomy chapter 2. God is further instructing them. He says that you shall buy food from them with money. That you may eat. And you shall also buy water from them. With money. That you may drink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying something very deep here. He says that when you get to the people that you admire, you should not take them for granted. You should not take what I have blessed them with for granted. You must respect and cherish what they have enough for you to buy it. Normally, you will not take money and buy something that you don't respect. God is saying to his people,
he is
saying to you and I who are listening, that I have blessed some other people ahead of you.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Don't take the blessings that I've given them for granted. It may be a little blessing to you, but I have blessed them with it. And I want you to respect the blessing I've given them. That is why he told them that be careful about yourself. Watch yourself. Let us not take one another for granted. Because you may not have the anointing that the other person has. You may not have the calling that the other person has. You may not have the home or the family that the other person has. But you have to respect it. You don't have to take it for granted. You have to buy water if you want to drink water. from them, buy it. Don't take it, oh, the water, it was God who gave it to them. Oh, the gift, it was God who gave it to them. Oh, the blessing, it was God who gave it to them. And so you dissociate them from the blessing. God says, be careful, don't do that. They were blessed by me, associate the blessing with them. Because I want you to be careful about yourself. As you admire people, not to take them for granted.
Now, me pede esho huye wabra eko onwana medikan esho honda dono. De enfa bibia choshuba. Osande, men ya wadwinde nyamina obonsu. Inti akwane nyami esho nakade. E yimpa ewe nyamina ozimo. Ne yu onye bibiara. Mema yemfa won ana yembu won enimtia. Na yema za nyamize esho hon onye shonku mfi nyipano won. Ba ye huni de nyame na ozi inshirano oza dumwon. Na bibia wawono oye nyame na ozi ama won.
I came to tell you that God does not bless only one person in this life. God does not anoint only one person in this life. Now you have to pay homage to what God has done in the lives of other people. They may be unbelievers, but if it is God who has blessed them, you must admire it.
Now, oye de eze eniza ose na ofata ma onwana nyame esra hon se on jinzimpa fa insra eniza ose na faman se nyame na wesra na.
That is the first circle of life.
Na onenye ntwa ho kwa ozikan.
On your way to your blessing,
abra enam kwando rekwa wunsire.
You are going to pass through Mount Sinai.
Na se erekwa wunsire ma ebotwa Mount Sinai ho.
The circle of admiration.
Oye etresha when you budget there and ka oya wuza.
Don't fight the people who are blessed. Don't minimize the blessing upon their lives.
Men bu woni sira no trotro ba.
Yours may be a global one.
Wozeno ebia obete shiwiaze yinara.
Yours may be $1 billion.
Wozi beye opipi dollar ekwe.
But other people have been blessed by God.
Na ebinum so ho anyame esira wan.
With 10 Ghana cities.
Yeah, one is in there. Wobenya.
God says,
ten
respect it.
Now, misses the one in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Now, a question. Auto debut na nyamini. Nyonko afu femini.
It's in Joshua chapter 5, verse 6.
Now, you born with Joshua. Nitrenu. Nini mesia.
It is a circle of purification.
Now, oye. A question. Nyamini. Otso one ho.
And shaping him.
Now, what says you one?
Joshua chapter 5, verse 6.
Joshua nitsu enum ni nyimesia.
This is the second circle.
Na eyini ekesia otodebien.
Now you and I will go through.
Then amina wo yebefem.
The circle where God will spin you around in your life just to take away the dross away from you. Because as you go round in circle, the things which are not right for you to carry on in your journey, they will all fall off. I came to tell you today something very important. That the God of circles is going to take your life through a long time of going around in circles. So that all the impurities that are in you, like a potter will spin a pot, all the impurities will fall off.
Now, wama echawama enzama onye nara watofom tida obia orumin kutu.
Because some things must not accompany you into the promised land. Some perspectives, the way you look at life, it must not accompany you. Some of it must not accompany you into your promised land. God is going to take you around until you change your perspective. Some attitudes are wrong. Some attitudes must not accompany you to be blessed. Because if you take them along, it is going to disturb you and let you self-destruct. So God has to take the people around. Until all the bad things will fall off. Until the wrong mentality will fall off and you will get a better mindset.
ama adwen papa wa ba wutrim.
Until small thinking and slavish thinking will fall off and you will get a king's mindset.
Yeah, oya enkoasom adwen na adwen a oya onya na kakraba adwen no obefu wutrim. Yeah, ebe nya adwen there eya ohen na eya nipa kese.
Because you are on your way to rulership.
Na enam kwando de ekozaze.
You are on your way to the promise.
Na enam kwando de eroko bosha sase no.
You are on your way to the kingdom system.
Na eroko bia ahinze njuma na enseshe no oyɛ njuma.
Certain things must follow.
Enzema bi oha oyɛ de ojigu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the people of Israel.
Na Israel funo.
There were five things that God took away.
Enzema nu oha nyame oyi fi hona brabo.
He saved them. So that the five things fell away from them. The first thing that God took away from them was what we call lusting for evil things.
Yeah, walk on the door. Enzama onye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lusting for evil things.
Walk on the door. Enzama onye. Ana abegize.
Their desires.
Wana konoze.
It had to be purified.
I said
their desires. It had to be purified.
And
some of you are listening to
me.
Your desires must be purified.
So
that you no more have the desire for fish.
And
for garlic.
And
for flesh.
Meat.
But you have holy desires.
I came
to tell you.
I said
I came to tell you. That the God of circles.
Is
going to take your life around.
You
may not be seeing progress in your life.
But
there is progress. God is taking away the dross from your
life. He
is purifying your desires.
Till
you don't want some things no
more. Till
you develop a new taste.
For
milk and honey.
Because where
you are going,
it's
a land flowing.
Oh yeah, asasa ewo na milk oguho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With milk and honey.
Oh yeah, ewo na milk.
If you have the taste for the garlic of Egypt,
do you think
that you will embrace the new thing God is bringing your way?
So the God of
circles.
Is
purifying your desires.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So that you will not last for old things that does not befit your new status as a king.
Are you
excited about that?
When you are.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may think I'm not making progress in my life, Pastor.
This
year, nothing is changing.
It's the same
circle that I'm going through.
Oh, the
problems are still there,
Pastor.
In my marriage, I see it. It's still
there.
In my ministry, I see it. It is still
there.
I came to tell you something.
That
God is taking your life through a spiral staircase.
As you
are rotating and spinning around
with the
God of circles,
I
tell you, your life is moving to a higher level you are not aware of.
Amen. Until
you come to yourself
and
you realize that, I thought my life has stagnated. I thought my family has stagnated.
Imagine that my brother do we see.
I thought everything was the same.
Now imagine the Bibiara or to them or to that.
But I have a higher level.
Now see Sarah made the baby upfronting in Kano.
Because in the Old Testament, God told them to do the tabernacle with a spiral staircase.
Now make sure when the woman actually walk for what upon as I can know.
So that as you go round with the God of circles,
you will
see that you are going round the same problem, but with a higher dimension, a higher anointing, a higher perspective of looking at the same issue.
Amen. Now, Abra, any Yamerebo Apro no. ebeye de ejina fakro na nyameka ho no na olpejo eritwa we chana erokoso na erudu bia okrons and waha no ebe hu de eja waha na tofo na awo edu sorry.
I came to tell you today,
me bada meka chro wende de,
has it not been told you?
One can show that one.
Today you are hearing
in the erity
that God enjoys settles and rotation and revolving. Because in the midst of it,
what them in zaman in terminal,
he is doing a wonderful work of purifying and shaping your life.
He is
taking idolatry from you. So that you'll learn to put him first. Because idolatry is not putting God first. What he did for Israel, he is doing for you and I. That he was taking idolatry away from us. So that in the shaping that he is taking us through, we learn to put him first. He is taking fornication also away from the church in the wilderness. Fornication is God's way of telling us right now that he wants to get rid of unauthorized covenants in our lives. He is going to spin your life around until every agreement you have with whoever, with whatever, which is not helpful for you, will fall off your life. Because if you are not free from those unauthorized agreements or covenants, when you enter the promised land, it is going to entangle you. Those agreements are going to entangle you. They can be in your family, they are going to entangle you. They can be in your church, they are going to entangle you. They can be in your mind, they are going to entangle you. But God needs to take fornication away from you. During the circle of purification and shaping
in.
And he's going to take away memory. The people of Israel, the church in the wilderness, the Bible says that neither remember ye. If you are listening to me, memory must be taken away from your life.
Because
memory is not accepting what you have. God is taking your life around until you come to a point in your life, in the circle of life, where you get to like what you have. Because no matter how small it is, it is your family. No matter how small it is, it is money that God has blessed you with. No matter how you think that your husband or your wife does not amount to much in society. That is what God has given you. Now you must not murmur against it. You must look at the good sides and like it. And not mema. You must accept what you have. You must like it. Then you give God the chance to add to it. You must admire your wife. No matter the faults of your wife. So that God will add to it. Not give you another wife. I hope you know that is not what I'm talking about. But as you appreciate the good things in your wife or in your husband, he may be a bad man, but in some things you say that in fact, but this one, he is good here.
Now
you must not murmur. You must focus on the good one. And like what you have, your lot in life. You will see that your wife, out of the admiration you give, will increase in the performance that she performs.
So
I came to tell you today that the second circle of life that the God who sits in the circle of the earth will take your life through is a circle of going round for 40 years until all those people who are not fit to enjoy certain things with you will fall off.
Now, my brother, make sure that you know Bobo Aproa or your Aproa every time in fee a banana 40 years. I'm a in Zama on your papa. I want to want some 40 that one who's a wound. I want to on your work of what's a sasso. Not what's it or how Abrono. Now, me or that's all. No way says you. My I a new pastor uncle and I call what's a sasso.
Are you happy about this arrangement?
Yes.
Are you excited about this?
Yes.
I am excited about it. Because God is doing it in my interest. Because He's taking me to a new place. Where my taste for milk and honey must be for milk and honey, not for any other thing.
Yeah, I mean mokon bodo no obeye ewo na oya milk na mokon bodo onye anyo na akoko na bi.
Now the third circle that God is going to take your life through.
Na za otie basa nyameti wa brabo be femi.
It's found in Joshua chapter 6. And then verse 1 to
3.
We know the story over there. It is the story of the people of Israel possessing their first land called the land of Jericho.
Now, on a year, and I'm on a watch the walk watching one, a Japaza, Namizadum one, the Oye Jericho assassin.
God took them through circles as well. Because He is a God of circles. This circle that your life will go through is the circle of possession. The first one is the circle of admiration. The second one is the circle of purification. And the third one is the circle of possession. You know, if you go around something, you are indicating to whoever is watching you that thing is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why you are going around it. And God is going to give you ownership. He is going to give you possession by taking you round
Jericho.
Wonderful. Because you know the story of
Jericho.
God said to the people of
Israel
that for 6 days you will go round the whole city once a day. But on the seventh day, you are going to go round the same place 7 times. And on the seventh time, you are going to give a shout. And when you give a shout, all their stronghold is going to fall off. And you go ahead and possess the land. I came to tell you today that God is going to test your faithfulness before you possess what you are looking for. He is going to test your faithfulness to His instructions. Your faithfulness to His word. Because do you know the person who told them to go around the thing? It is the captain of the host.
Oh yeah.
The Bible says that Joshua lifted up his eyes.
Na Joshua Omani Niado.
And he saw a man with a sword drawn in his hand.
Na Ohu Obeyina Ojinawa Wache and Kranti.
This person is the Lord Jesus.
Na Demi Pay and Razi Jesus.
With the kingdom word, which is the sword of the spirit.
Na Oji Susuma Sama Oye Nyame Nasem.
Joshua asked this man.
Just for beside there.
Are you for us or you against us? Jesus said no.
Jesus said David.
I am not for you. I am not against you. I came as the captain of the host.
My brother, I mean a mizzy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is trying to tell you that you're possessing what you want in this life. It's not about you. It's not about your enemies. It is about his own agenda of bringing his kingdom on earth as in heaven. That is why when they asked him, are you for us? He said, I am not for you. Are you against us? He said, I am not against you. I stand for something. I stand as a king. I have a sword in my hand. Now listen to my word. Go round the tent every day for 6 days. Go round once a day. On the 7th day, go round. Just obey my voice.
Now, just what be standing there.
Before you possess your promises, before you get what you really desire, you must prove faithful to the word of Jesus. Can you imagine how the people of Israel felt when they have to just go round and round and round and round, and then they will go to the camp? The next day they will get up, they will go round and round. They'll ask themselves, ah, what is this word, Joshua? Did you hear word? Why are we going round and round and round like that?
Now, if you say, Joshua, I send my catcher here, my etsy ayina, and I'll be before Froka home.
John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32.
Now, John, Nitsi, I watch it, Ninim, Edasako, Copim, Edasan, Ebien.
Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him.
Now, Jesus, or catcher, Jews for what Jesus in there.
That if you continue in my word,
said, what's not my same man?
Then are you my disciples indeed?
Oh, no, now, what you mess you for my pan.
Next verse. And then you will know the truth.
Na ebohu nukwano.
And the truth shall make you free.
Na nukwano obe bro fahuzi.
He said to Jews.
Okeche eyi Jufo.
Who believed in him already?
Ohana na wajinesi dada ono.
These were believers.
Na waye ajesifo.
I'm sure that you are a believer listening to me.
Mejesi de eye jesi na eritem.
Jesus is saying the same thing to you.
Jesus orika dama se miatro.
That I have a sword in my hand.
Mowa second, and I saw what me say.
This sword is my words.
Oh no, no, I am.
It is my kingdom word.
Oh, you man, he made myself.
The word that is not for you or against you, but to bring about the kingdom of God.
Now, on your empire, oh yes, I owe you, and I owe offer. Now, oh, yeah, oh no, no, oh, yeah, me, I'm not quite the Bible, not the bro.
You are just an instrument for the kingdom.
Now, yeah, I mean, it's a war, a humanimum.
He says to you, a believer.
Now, okay, I will just in you there.
Continue in my word. Go round circles with my word.
Not for my son for Bokapro.
Every day read it.
Debiarakan.
Every night read it.
And you bibiarakan.
Every time meditate on it.
Na abibiarano genjenho.
It may be the same word.
Ebia oye asam pronara.
But don't be tired of faithfully sticking to the words of Jesus.
Na mema onya wahode eze no kwarisi eze bakan asam na adwenho na eshoni debiara.
Don't be tired of eating the true manna. For breakfast, for lunch, and for supper.
Na memo nyawo how dey anopa za ebeziye oyesol eziban anasol abodun anopa ebiabre na enyumbri.
Because God is testing something.
Na nyame oruso bibia
hwe. He is testing whether you will do the same thing over and over and over again without losing your fire.
Na nyame hwe dey azekonara ebekodo aye debiara dey wo pe wo do na atinka omunu onjeda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is testing your faithfulness and your steadfastness by repeating you.
Now, orisha kwana awo edonifa na ekwana awara ehwehwede azena eben debiara na wasode yene dada.
I will say it again.
Mechanic
you. If you don't get anything, take this one away.
Sir, anti bibiara sir, for Jamaican.
That God is going to repeat you.
Nyame bama ejina fakwe.
We don't like to repeat a class.
Yempede yebejina fakwe.
But I came to tell you that the God of circles is going to make you repeat his word.
He's
going to make you repeat Christian activities.
He's
going to take your life round in circles. Be careful you don't lose your fire. Continue in the word. Continue in the word. It may be a mysterious instruction. Going round a whole city for a soldier is a waste of time. But God is going to do that. You ask me, Pastor, why the third circle? It is because it is in circles that we see all sides to you. It is in repeating that we see all sides to you. It is when you fail 7 times and you get up 7 times with the same fire to obey the same word that God wants you to obey. That is where we see faithfulness. Faithfulness to the words of
Jesus.
I prophesy to you as I end that the God of all grace, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10,
Peter,
as your life go through these three circles, that the God of circles is going to take you through.
The
Bible says, but the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus,
what Jesus Christ,
after you have suffered a while, by going round and round and round and round, he himself will come upon the scene. And he is going to settle you. Do you know what it means to settle? It means that you were spinning round. By the time it's coming,
that
God is going to say, like he told the people of Israel, enough of the going round. Now I have come to settle you. No more spinning for you. You are going to be settled in what your heart desires. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
I'll say it again. Some of you, your life is already spinning as you hear this word. But God is stepping in his grace. He is going to say that the spinning is over. I am settling you. No more going round. The fan has gone round. Now it is settled. That is the final thing God will do about your life. He is going to establish you. He is going to strengthen you. And finally settle you. Receive the settlement.
I receive my settlement.
In the name of Jesus.
What Jesus is in him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Has it not been told you?
One can tell why.
That the God that you are following, he enjoys, settles. Don't you know that it is he? As long as you are in this earth, he sits in the circle of the earth. He is your God. And he will settle you. In Jesus' name.
What Jesus is name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You came from
heaven. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.com. www.adaka.org or our offices at number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.